Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Alicia Clanton. NBC is testing out a new way to get younger users interested in the Olympics. For the first time, the network is credentialing more than two dozen social media influencers to cover the games in Paris. So, Alicia, thanks for joining us. What kind of content are they producing?
Hi, thanks for your interest. Yeah, as you said, they've credentialed 27 social media influencers to share some behind-the-scenes content of the games. I specifically talked to a couple of influencers. One in particular, her name is Jasmine Nguyen, plans to share some kind of day-in-the-life video. She's also having a content giveaway for all of her followers. She said she's most excited to hopefully attend some Olympic Games and at the volleyball games to get some backdrop of the Eiffel Tower where it's being held.
So they're like, you know, being hired as freelancers.
Yeah, essentially.
So how is this supposed to, how are they going to measure the interest, whether or not these influencers get additional followers, or how do they measure that?
So it's a good question. I'm not sure what kinds of calculations they're making influencer by influencer. I know that NBC, in addition to measuring their traditional cable metrics and now their streaming service Peacock's metrics, they are paying attention to their social media engagement. So I'm sure they'll also pay attention to how many views these TikToks are getting, maybe how many more followers influencers are getting as well. I know that some content that one of the other influencers I spoke to has already gotten millions of views. So it seems to be doing well so far.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of content is popular for younger demographics. I mean, it already feels like this Olympics is really popular. When you read my feed, people are saying, I'm not getting any work done. It's so unproductive. How can my boss expect me to go into meetings when I got to watch the Olympics live?
Right. Well, part of NBC's goal here was to go beyond just the sports of it. Most of the influencers they hired are not sports creators. So I think in terms of what younger viewers are looking for, yes, they're very interested in the athletes, but they also kind of want to see what it's like to be an attendee there. One person I talked to, he's a financial advising content creator, and he was going up to attendees at the game asking them how much they paid for their tickets. So I think Gen Z is curious about this behind-the-scenes content that they're not really seeing on traditional networks.
Well, the scenery is so beautiful, and it's also one of those places where people have high on their list to travel. So, you know, just watching it, I mean, NBC says the viewing for the first 4 days is up 77% from the last Summer Olympics. I mean, people are obviously watching. It just depends on whatever platform they're using.
Absolutely. I think in terms of the goal of getting younger viewers are engaged is that NBC knows that, you know, Gen Z users, Gen Alpha users are not spending as much time on cable or on Peacock as they are online. And, you know, about a decade back, NBC signed a record large deal, about like $7.5 billion to keep their rights to broadcasting the game. So they have to prove to investors that, you know, people still have Olympics fever for years to come. So I think the goal is to really engage the next generation of Olympics fans in a new way.
Yeah, and like you said, it's not necessarily sports that they're after. They can go back and they can see some of these reels later on after the games are over, and whether that's culture or food or fashion.
Absolutely.
What do you think, or maybe one of your most favorite reels or content that you've seen so far?
I think, well, in addition to these influencers, it's been so interesting to see the athletes making some of their own content. I've really liked seeing some of the content athletes have filmed behind the scenes in the Olympic Village, seeing what it's like, what the food is there, what the accommodations are there. I don't know if you saw yesterday, there was a viral video of Simone Biles and Sunisa Lee from Team USA Gymnastics brainstorming what kinds of TikTok audios they wanted to use just minutes after getting their gold medals. So that's kind of the things that I've been keeping up with. But I look forward to seeing what the influencers are posting as well. They're sending them out there in three waves. So there will be a new batch of creators out there every week using their own unique perspective to create content.
Alicia, thanks very much for joining us. That is Bloomberg's Alicia Clanton. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That's at 8 a.m.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.